Hey y'all, it's Jeffrey Craner here. You want more episodes, more assignments, and more community for your writing? Head on over to patreon.com/startwiththis. Membership is just $5. And now, here's an excerpt from episode 51, How to Dislike, available exclusively at patreon.com/startwiththis.
Liking and disliking is such a subjective thing that I wanted to talk briefly about what aspects of a work can be objectively judged are undeniable.
Oh, man. This is funny. My wife, Jillian, kind of gets onto me sometimes because I think I picked this phrase up from you, is this that I will say sometimes about a movie and like, that is objectively bad. She's like, there's nothing objectively bad. Like, that's such a subjective phrase. But I love the phrase that something is objectively good or bad, because for me, it's a gut reaction. But I think when I've tried to like dissect why I see it that way, is there's just something about technique that you can see in a work. There's something about the way in which somebody structures a line. You see it all the time in poetry. I mean, poetry is fully invested in technique. It is absolutely comes from years and years and years of training. You know, your taste will tell you what is a good metaphor. It will tell you what is a good turn of phrase. It will tell you what's a beautiful topic, but it is those techniques that let you see or hear or read something that lets you know that this is objectively good, in that way.
I also wanted to think about if taste are constantly changing, if there's no sort of set in stone, even for you, of what you like and you don't like, how do you know what to take from saying, I don't like this? If, you know, 2 years from now, you could like it, what does it mean? What is helpful to learn about, I don't like this right now?
I mean, I think for me, there, when we talk about the podcast, The Worst Idea of All Time, where they reviewed Grown Ups 2 once a week, every week for an entire year. They had a segment on the show called Shining Light, which is what was your shining light? Because they wanted to, it's going to be a movie that you're going to dunk on or be miserable with, but you needed to make sure that you were saying something positive that you take from it. And I'm not saying you have to find a reason to like a thing. It's simply, I think it's just not letting your dislike of something go unexamined. I think it's just taking the moment to ask, you know, if it makes you angry, why? At the heart of it, what is it that really gets you? Or if it's just not your thing, I think maybe getting to the heart of like, at what point did you put down the book and why? At what point did you pause the movie to go get a snack and you never came back to it? Like, what was it? I think those are important questions rather than just leaving it hanging. I think it's really worthwhile to remember to not let that hour or 300 pages of your life just go unpoked, unprodded, unexamined. Just to have that feeling of like, maybe it is pretentious, or maybe it was just a matter of like, I just lost the thread. I had a hard time paying attention. And maybe it's entirely on you, but maybe it is simply like, well, maybe I lost track of it because I think the pacing was too slow. Maybe I prefer something that is going to clip right along, and that's something I should pay attention to in my own work.
That's all for this episode. Get the rest of our How to Dislike conversation over at patreon.com/startwiththis. Thanks for listening.